Northern Ireland police arrested two suspected Irish Republican Army militants today on suspicion of killing an off-duty prison officer. The two men were arrested at their homes in Lurgan in County Armagh. A gunman in a passing car shot the 52-year-old prison guard, David Black, as he drove to work yesterday on Northern Ireland's main motorway. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Belfast-based political analyst Robin Wilson, who says the killing highlights the continuing threat of paramilitary violence.
We're seeing the murder on Thursday of the first prison officer to be killed in 20 years in Northern Ireland. Again, significant in itself. Why do you think a prison officer was targeted?
Well, as always with paramilitary activity in Northern Ireland, the simplest answer is because they could. Obviously, they had got, they presumably being one of the splinter groups from the IRA, They must have acquired intelligence as to the movements of this particular officer, and they were able to kill him by simply driving alongside and shooting him in his car on his way to work. In past times, people who were in the prison service or the police might have been likely to vary their route to work and take other precautions to prevent this kind of thing, obviously. The pressure to do so has diminished in recent years as the likelihood of people being put at risk has diminished. But, of course, these fringe groups have a particular animus towards the prison service because they're in a dispute with the prison service in a prison where politically motivated prisoners are camped in Northern Ireland in McGabbery, where there's been an ongoing dispute involving paramilitary prisoners and the prison authorities for the last few years.
There have been two suspects arrested. They seem to have been rounded up quite quickly.
Well, obviously, we don't know anything about the innocence, guilt, or otherwise of the individuals concerned, and that will be determined by court of law. But we do know that, in general, these fringe groups have been very heavily infiltrated by the police and the intelligence services and the transformation of the police in Northern Ireland after the Belfast Agreement from the old Protestant-dominated Royal Ulster Constabulary to a more impartial police service of Northern Ireland has meant that there is significant Catholic support for the police, significantly greater Catholic support for the police than in the past, and so it is easier for the police to get intelligence about these organisations and their members than perhaps it would have been before.
How much is this killing a cause for concern, do you think?
Well, it's a cause for concern that here we are 18 years after the paramilitary ceasefires in Northern Ireland, and still paramilitary violence is a real continuing threat, obviously not on the scale of the 1970s and 1980s in Northern Ireland, but it's a salutary reminder that what often looks to the outside world like peace and a done deal doesn't look anything like as simple as that from Belfast. For example, there's an organization which works privately in Belfast called Base 2, and Base 2 helps people who've been intimidated by paramilitary violence, and they are still getting nearly 1,000 referrals every year concerning young people who claim to have been threatened, or in some cases told to leave the country, and in some cases beaten up or shot by paramilitary organizations.
There's certain security levels and they are raised or lowered accordingly. The security level at the moment in Northern Ireland, is that quite high and could it become higher?
Yes, these official categorisations are somewhat arbitrary and subjective, but the official categorisation of the security situation in Northern Ireland and the threat posed by paramilitaries is severe, whereas it's recently been lowered in Britain. And yes, the reality is that particularly these fringe Catholic paramilitary groups retain a considerable capacity to threat. They comprise hundreds of members. They have shown they're capable of engaging in lethal violence. They have significant equipment, and they are a threat. And of course, the other concern at the moment is, since this is the first time a member of the prison service, who, like most members of the prison service, is Protestant, has been killed in such a long time, there is some concern about the prospect that Protestant paramilitaries might think about some kind of reprisal action.